You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
What is your favorite youth show?
The Kenny and Rod Show.
Hey, 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 everybody. It's your favorite producer, Des.
And it's Kennedy.
And it's Riley.
And you are listening to
The Kenny and Rod Show.
We Talk Radio.
Woo-hoo.
The Kenny and Rod Show. Oh, We Talk Radio. Y'all. We are about to get into this great, great show. I hope y'all are ready. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
All right, let's get into it.
Hey, guys, I'm a kid here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at WeTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everybody. It's your favorite producer, Destiny.
And I'm Kennedy.
And I'm Riley.
And you're listening to The Ken and Rod
Show.
Woo!
On We Talk Radio. Ladies, everybody, listeners, I hope you guys are having an amazing Saturday. I hope you guys are having a great weekend. Hope your week was great. Mine's been, pretty awesome, pretty great. I got to volunteer at this amazing summer camp. This youth all-girls summer camp that Riley attended, actually. And, we made some good memories, had a good time. How are you ladies doing? Bye, Ken. What's up with y'all?
I'm doing good. How are you, Riley?
I think you already know my answer.
Tired.
Tired.
Well, I'm always tired. I think it's a tourist thing.
No. I recently got cut. My tonsils are swollen.
Oh.
I got sick, and I've been eating a lot of rest.
That's
my sister. I lost my taste and my smell. So my sister likes to make fun of me, and she calls me COVID. That's my new nickname.
Oh, no.
The sisterly love is, it's just there.
Yeah. Well, you don't have COVID, so.
Thank God.
Tonsils and all that stuff, I know that's hard.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling now? Is it getting better each day?
It's getting better. My mom got me some medicine, but, I'm still a little baby, and I can't swallow pills, so I have to get liquid medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that, and then I need to take it three times a day. One of them is three times a day, and the other one is two times a day if I'm in pain.
Mm. Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. You make sure, you drink your teas, eat your soup, drink plenty of water, and get you some, Powerade, Gatorade, things that'll, with electrolytes.
Yep.
All that good stuff. Make sure, you take care of yourself. And that's for everybody because school's around the corner, so. And you don't want to be, sick on the first day or at all, period.
Yes.
Especially, first day of school or, the first week. Because being sick, I know when I was in college, my freshman year, I didn't get sick, but I had my allergies were through the roof. I guess I was sick. And I usually don't get sick. I thank God I have a pretty strong immune system. I got sick a lot when I was younger, so I think my immune system is, pretty strong, thank God. And I remember moving to college, and I was so, my allergies were through the roof. And I usually don't get allergies, allergies. I don't have allergies. But they were telling me. Say that again, Kennedy.
Doesn't Houston have, a lot of pollen?
My school, it's in Huntsville. It's not too far outside of Houston. in my school, they have a lot of trees, and it's, you know, a lot of sap, and they have big trees, like, they're big, strong trees, and they have, I forgot what, like, the leaves are called, but it's these, like, leaves, and it, they, like, have sap on them. I don't really know. And so that's what causes a lot of people to have allergies, and my allergies are through the roof. Like, they always send emails, and that's not, you know, unpopular, because a lot of my friends were, you know, they had allergies too, and they were all like in and out of sickness and allergies, and I could barely breathe and all that stuff. So that was my freshman year. Thank God it didn't happen, you know, the years after that. But yeah, y'all stay safe. If anybody knows, please, you know, one, make sure you get a COVID test. Two, if you have to, you know, wear a mask. You know, wear a mask wherever you go, even if you're vaccinated, because, it's crazy out here. There's so much information, new information coming out every day. So, yeah, you just got to be careful. So, yeah. Ladies.
Mm-hmm.
Did I ask you how y'all's week has been? I feel like I didn't ask that. Maybe I did.
Yeah,
I probably
asked it. But it was good.
How was your week, Riley?
It was okay. I miss my niece. I haven't been able to see her since I've been sick.
Oh, your niece.
I miss my niece.
Well, Riley, I know you attended a summer camp. Dee, would you like to, you know, talk about your experience?
Yeah, I would. At the summer camp, it's called Diamonds in the Rough Summer Camp. It was actually pretty fun. It's like a normal summer camp that you would expect, but it's like different. Okay, I'm saying that a lot, but let me just get into it. So we went on a lot of field trips. I made some new friends who I'm in contact with now. The field trips, one of them was a sponsored field trip.
Okay.
And another one was, oh gosh, we went so many places. I literally just cannot remember them all. But we had a lot of fun, and then at the end we did – like a fashion show with these capes, and we had to write a speech, and we presented our speech to the parents and, you know, to the other kids, of course. And yeah, that's really about it. What did you do this summer, Kennedy?
Well, I tried to find a job, but really nothing, actually.
So you just sat at home all day and did nothing?
Yeah, it was amazing. I went to the store.
Store
a whole lot. I got to hang out with my dad. I went to so many different places. Whataburger, Panda Express, the store. Like I said again. But yeah, just pretty much eating.
Well, let's get off this sad topic, and let's go to an even more sad topic. And I hate to bring it up, but it's something we need to discuss. If you are going back to school in between August 1st through August 11th, I'll keep you in my prayers, because I start school August 11th. And the way before you say, I know that it's not bad, but my only problem is I'm starting a sport this year. So I got to wake up at 5 every morning and get there at, like, 6:10. And then I got to – it'll be from practice. It'll be the 6 to 8 something because school starts at 9. So we have to shower. Then we have to be on a bus to go back to the other school. And then I got to go to school from 9 to 4:15 every day, Monday through Friday, and then I got to go to practice on Saturday.
Wow.
What understands my day?
Well, if you don't want to, if you have a really messed up sleep schedule, then just don't do it, even though if you really want to do it, then go for it.
Don't become a therapist, Kennedy. Don't do it.
Why?
That was, no offense, but that was the worst advice I've ever heard.
But wait, if you want, but really, if you want to be a wrestler, then I think you should just, what am I trying, I'm trying to say that if you want to be a wrestler, then I think you should just go through the pain and get through it. Because maybe one day you may become a wrestler star or whatever they call those things.
Not a wrestler star.
But it just, is this just a one-time thing? Or is it like a dream?
It's not my dream. I'm not going to say,
well,
my dream. Yes.
If it's not the dream, then I don't think you should do it. Like,
well, I mean, I'm trying to experience new things. So it was either, I have to join a sport this year. Because, like, if I didn't join a sport this year, then I was going to end up doing theater again. And I didn't want to do theater again. So it was either this or theater. And I didn't want to do theater. Last year it was okay, but I didn't really like it. I mean, I passed, don't get me wrong, I passed with flying colors in theater, but I just didn't like it.
But what, it may be better, maybe better.
No, because I have bad stage fright, so I'm glad I didn't have to perform in front of everyone in class.
Okay, so sports then. And
yep.
You decided to choose wrestling?
Yeah, because, I mean, I tried basketball. I didn't like it. Volleyball, I didn't. After a while, I just don't like it anymore. Soccer is not me. I didn't want to do tennis. And I'm definitely, I don't like to run, so I'm definitely not doing track. And football, yeah, I don't like to run unless I'm running for my life. And sometimes I don't even do that. I'll walk. So any killers, just don't come after me. I really don't want to run. I'd hate to end your life. I'm sorry, this is a kid's show. Moving on, next topic.
Y'all, I have a question.
Hmm.
I have a real quick question.
What's up?
So, oh, well, I'm sorry, I have two questions. Trinity, did you talk about what you're doing? Are you doing any sports or any extracurricular activities in high school that you're excited about this year?
Not that I know of, but just working at Baskin-Robbins make an extracurricular activity.
Oh, a job. You trying to work at Baskin-Robbins?
Yeah.
Ooh, free ice cream.
Yeah, remember when we went to Baskin-Robbins yesterday?
Yeah.
I asked if they hired 15-year-olds, and they said, no, we hired at 16, so I'm going to get a job at 16 because I think it's a better age for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's better.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't hire 15-year-olds, I'm guessing. But it's close to where we live. And I really enjoy ice cream.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah.
Well, I believe Sonic hires at 15, I believe. Don't quote me on it. But.
Yeah, don't we have to do a roller skate thing? I have a roller skating in a while.
Well, recently, I haven't seen a lot of people recently roller skating. I don't think they do that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. Well, I mean, I go to Sonic a good amount, and I don't think they do the roller skating anymore. I think they just walk regularly. And maybe that's just, you know, the one by our house.
Someone was probably getting injured or something. They just didn't. It was just too much then.
Maybe, yeah. I don't know.
Yes, well, Destiny, what are you thinking about doing?
Well, you know, I'm excited to go back to school. I'm excited, you know, what was I going to say? I'm excited to, you know, get back on my dance team and choreograph dances. I'm excited to go back to church with my friends, have Bible study, and I'm excited, you know, to see my sorority sisters and do all that stuff and, you know, class. I miss being in class in person. I don't know if anybody else does, but I miss it a lot. I think it's so much fun. So, yeah, I'm excited about that.
Why?
You said, why am I excited?
Well, why do you think it's fun?
Well,
it's just better for me. I learn better over, you know, face-to-face than over the computer. Because sometimes what happens, like, I don't know if this happened to anybody else out there, but I know specifically for me, I just feel like my teachers were just like, read this, do this quiz, and I'll grade it, and we're done. It's, I didn't feel like I was really learning, and I feel like when you're in a classroom, you actually learn. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, so I felt like I was just, you know, most of the time with online classes, there's not like a schedule. Like at the beginning of the week, like, so let's say it's Monday, or maybe they don't post anything until like Monday or Tuesday, but usually at the beginning of the week, either Monday or Tuesday, they'll say, hey, read this. You have a quiz. It's due by Friday, or it's due, yeah, it's due by Friday at 11:59, or it's due the next day, or it's due by either, you know, Wednesday or Friday, or sometimes it might be Thursday, or sometimes it's like, hey, you have a group project. These are the people in your group. You got 2 weeks to do this, or, you know, you read this, and, you know, there's a test coming up.
College sounds really easy.
Say that one more time.
College sounds really easy.
You say easy?
Yeah.
It is, in a way. You just have to be really disciplined. And I, you know, especially with college classes, I keep saying, I'm sorry. Especially with college classes, it's not like high school. So, I mean, I show up to class, but you don't have to show up to class unless it's mandatory for you to show up to class. Like, if it's not mandatory, you don't have to show up to class. And a lot of times, that's what happens. A lot of times, people, you can just get your work done. And you don't have
Wait,
to
you don't have to show up to class, but you can get your work done?
Like, as long as you get your work, like, if the, I mean, I would always go to class, but a lot of my, you know, a lot of my peers, not my friends, but, you know, peers as in, like, classmates, sometimes it would be, like, me, like, let's say there's 30 people or 35 to 40 people in the class. Some days it would be 15 people. Usually, like, the first 2 weeks, it's everybody, you know, everybody's there. And, you know, I would say around September, October, it starts dwindling, you know, maybe 15 people show up, maybe 20. And then, like, if the test isn't online, like, if you don't take the test over, you know, online, and it's an in-person test, you know, they'll show up for the in-person test. But most of the time, it's not really, like, a whole bunch of people in class. Like, let's say you have let's say, like, I'm trying to think. So one of my classes, I believe it was my history class, it wasn't mandatory to show up to class. You just have to basically just have to get your work done. And so, so basically you have to get your work done. So we had class Monday, Wednesday, Friday. So sometimes let's say you had a job and you wanted to work Monday and Wednesday, but you showed up to the Friday class or you showed up to the Monday, Wednesday class, and then you didn't show up Friday. Like, it doesn't count towards your grade. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on what the professor says. Like, this year I have two classes online, and I have three classes in person. So, but a mandatory might not be required for any of them. So, I mean, I'll go still because I like going to class in person, but some people, you know, may or may not go. Let's say, you know, I have an emergency and I need to get back, you know, I need an emergency at home and I need to drive back home. And, you know, it's a Monday, Wednesday, Friday class and I can make it to the Monday, Wednesday class, but on Friday I can't make it. That's totally fine. I just as long as I, you know, get my work done and it won't count against me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some good freedoms in college, and, you know, it's a lot more freedom than high school. I would say one thing I do enjoy is we have a month-long break instead of 2 weeks for Christmas, like the winter break, winter or Christmas.
You get a month break?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why when I would come home early, I would come home, like, the second week of December, and I wouldn't go back until, like, the second week of January. Either the last either that Friday or Saturday of the first week of December. Usually after the first week of December, everything is done because the rest of that month is like graduation. So.
Wow.
That's usually what it is. And the same for May. On my last day of school was, I believe, May 11th. Yeah, mm-hmm. Didn't go until like the last week of May. Like, I graduated the last week of May. So, I graduated from high school the last week of May. It's some pros in there. It's a lot of flexibility. You just got to, when it comes to, your work and things like that, you just try to be disciplined, make sure it all gets done. Same as in high school. But, yeah, this pandemic definitely taught me a lesson, because sometimes, it's easier to turn things in via paper, and sometimes, sometimes because the internet is chipping, or, when we had that big storm, it was difficult because we basically didn't have school for like 2 weeks, and then even though here in Dallas, things might have been back to normal, in Huntsville, some people still didn't have water, internet, or maybe like most of my professors live in like the Houston area or South Texas area. And so some of them still didn't have internet or, they were, struggling, with their water, it's just all that type of stuff. So there's definitely, there's pros and cons to, this whole, how we, handled everything. I think, by the grace of God, I think everybody's done an excellent job, students and teachers. It's been difficult for the both of us, but we've persevered. We've done great, I think. I think we've done a great job, students and teachers and staff and faculty. So, yeah. But, hey, guys, we'll be right back on the Ken and Vi Show. I'm sorry for my little rant there. We got Riley's hot takes, or Riley's rant, and Kennedy's hot takes. And y'all know I got my debacle. Are y'all ready?
Yep.
All right. We're about to go to commercial. We'll be right back, y'all.
Woo, woo, woo. It's your girl, your pal, your gal. Anyways, Destiny Brown. Y'all may know me from a little show called The Ken and Rye Show. I'm Destiny, the producer on there, and I've loved doing it for so many years. Me and the We Talk Radio team, we were talking, and they were like, Destiny, you need your own show. We named the show Friday Night Hype with DB, and I'm so excited. We're going to be talking about hot topics, what's going on in the world, what's going on in pop culture, what's going on, in our personal lives, maybe be, spilling a little bit of tea. The tea run is over. Relationships, boys, gals, the whole bit, college, jobs, finding the big girl job, having a hot girl summer or a holy girl summer, whatever you want to do. It's more of a, a fresh vibe, very mature vibe. I just turned 21. Friday Night Hype with me, your girl DB, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join me. We're going to have a great time. We in this thing.
Tune in to the Diamond Crew Kids Radio Show every Friday at 4 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Hey, we back, we back, we back. Hey.
Woo, woo, woo.
I know y'all about my brain. Y'all know I can go all day long if y'all ask me a question. I'm sorry.
It's cool.
Yeah, but who's going first this week, Riley or Kennedy?
Kennedy.
All right, Kennedy, okay, go ahead with your rant or with your hot take.
So I'm going to be talking about Space Jam. That's the old one, but the new one with LeBron James in it. It was a really, really good movie. It was pretty much about how, the movie was all set up. It was really amazing. Even though I didn't really like Space Jam, even though my parents wanted me to watch it so bad. And I was like, I'm fine. Okay, I guess I'll watch it. And so I'm glad I listened to them because it was a really good movie. And so it was funny. It was entertaining to me, in my opinion. Yes, you watched the movie. How did you like the movie? How did you like the movie, Space Jam? Oh, Riley, did you go see Space Jam?
Yes, I did, actually. And I'm going to be completely honest. I thought it was cheesy.
It was good.
It was good, but it was, really cheesy.
I liked how LeBron James' son, and how they're all in the game together, and how everybody was if they didn't win the game, they're all gonna get stuck in the game forever.
Yeah, but I mean, come on, it was pretty obvious they were gonna win the game.
It was obvious, even though I forgot his name. It was the guy that pretty much trapped him. He was funny.
I don't remember anyone. And the only person I knew name was LeBron James. That's the only name I knew.
Not Bugs Bunny or that
Bunny, I went to the movie. It was during camp, so. And I had to
see that, to the movie?
We weren't allowed to get up.
Okay. But still, I like the part where they were rapping and that pig, the pig was laughing. I like that part.
It was okay.
What was your favorite part?
The ending. Don't no, check with you. I think I did like when Michael B. Jordan came in. That was the good part.
Oh yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, but I didn't like
that. They thought it was Michael. Was it Michael J. Jordan? No, honey. What was it?
I think it was Michael A.
Yeah, no, it was Michael Jordan. They thought it was Michael Jordan, the basketball player, but it was Michael B. Jordan, the actor.
Yep. I didn't even know there was a difference.
Riley, I thought you never said that. Anyway. yes, Michael Jordan, I believe his, the Michael Jordan, the basketball player, I don't know his middle name was A, so Michael A. Jordan, he's, you know, one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Excuse me, if not the greatest. According to, you know, some people, he is the greatest of all time. Michael B. Jordan is obviously an actor. You know, he was in Black Panther. I think that's what most people know him for. He was the villain. He was Killmonger in Black Panther. So he's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Two different
people. But also, I would like to talk about another TV show.
Ooh,
the Four Is Bravo.
Really quickly.
Yeah?
Can I say what I liked about the movie?
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
I will say it was cheesy. I thought it was really cute. Like, I didn't think it was cheesy to the point where it was bad. I think we also have to realize, like, you know, it is for little kids, you know. It's not going to be perfect, but I think it was actually really cool how, you know, they did it. I love the villain, Don Cheadle, Algorithm.
Yeah, Algorithm.
I thought that was really cool. I liked how the son, like, designed his own baseball game. I think that's what we're missing.
Baseball game? Yeah, exactly.
That was so cool to me. I was like, he designed his own
baseball game. How he made his own character?
Yeah, I thought all of it was just so cool. But specifically that, I thought that was just absolutely amazing. I thought that was really cool. And another part I liked was, oh my goodness. I think it's just seeing the different worlds. That was really cool. Seeing the different worlds he went to. He went to, you know, D.C., obviously, he went to Looney Tune World or Toontown, or I forgot the world. But he went to, you know, all the worlds. I like how, you know, they introduced all the characters. It was a good movie to me. And I liked the music. The music was really good. The soundtrack, I liked the music a lot. So, yeah, I enjoyed it. I was just excited. I actually saw the movie twice. I saw it on HBO Max on Saturday. Oh, on Friday night, and then on, I believe, when did y'all go to the movies, Riley? Was that Tuesday?
I think it was Wednesday.
I think, either Tuesday or Wednesday, but I saw it again. I noticed it was cheesy again, but it's okay. I noticed it was cheesy the second time I saw it, but I still enjoyed it. I was just happy to be in the movie theaters, honestly. Just being around, you know. It was fun doing that. So, yeah. Go ahead, Kennedy. I'm sorry.
Okay, I want to talk about this TV show. It's called The Floor Is Lava. So, it's pretty much a game. Like, it's pretty much how you play the Floor is Lava, but you win $10,000, pretty much. And Destiny, you watched the TV show, right? You pretty much introduced me to it. What would you do if you were in that sort of situation?
I would probably drown in the quote-unquote lava. I know I would. The way that, you know, your upper body strength has to be intact.
Yes, yeah, like
upper body strength
going through an obstacle course.
Yeah,
and it's pretty much hard.
Robin,
have you watched
the Definitely.
Lava?
I saw one show, but I don't know if it was Floor is Lava.
You should watch it. It's funny.
Is it with one, like, I saw this one episode where, like, there was, like, a bed?
Yes, there was a bed.
Yeah, and it rotates?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was another one with, like, curtains. You had to, like, walk across. It was, like, really thin.
Yeah.
I think that was it, but I think I stopped watching it.
Yeah.
I did as well, but I put.
But Riley, I just think we should. I think we should do it.
Kennedy, we wanted to do Paradise Run too.
We wouldn't even survive.
What are you talking about?
Kennedy, you'd be the main one wanting to go home first.
We really wouldn't survive, guys. We just gotta be honest with ourselves. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I would physically and mentally and emotionally just throw myself in the lava and just give up.
Emotionally and mentally.
Yes.
But
I would just give up. All
thank you guys. That is it for Kennedy Talk Tape. Thank you very much, and I'll see you guys next time.
All righty, Riley. Go ahead. Good job, Ken.
Oof. Thank you.
Yes. Good job, Ken. Good job. Couldn't have done it without you. Today I'm going to have a shorter segment, but I am talking about another Amber Alert of Missing Children Gone. And before I start, I just want to say, I don't even know how to start, but I know that when I grow up, I want to be my own CEOs of my own company, of helping stop rape, child abduction, selling people on the black market, human trafficking, and a lot more other things. But something, and helping the homeless, that's what I want to do. Another thing is I know a lot of people, like rape, it happens like in families, and sometimes the offenders, the rapists, they go to jail, or sometimes they don't go to jail, but it'll only be for like 2 years. My goal is to try and get those people to stay in there for life. So I'm still working on how I think it should go or how I would do it. But yeah, this has nothing to do with the story I'm talking about today, guys. I'm sorry. I just got to talk off topic. I'm just saying what I would want to do and what I want to help with in the world. I also want to help with children in foster homes, getting them into an actual home. My goal to start a new family tradition is to at least adopt one kid into our family for my generation and the next on. That is my goal to start a new family tradition like that. Sorry, guys. Moving on. I don't know how to say this, but I think it says Wagner. I'm just going to skip over that because I really can't pronounce it. But an Amber Alert for missing 6-year-old and 8-year-old believed to be with a shooting suspect. So the Amber Alert has been canceled. When we see that, it usually means one of two things. One, they didn't find them, or two, they did find them. The suspect has been taken into custody in Bryan County, Oklahoma. The children are found safe. See, that's already good. I told you, it means one or two of the other things. Officials in Wagner County have issued an Amber Alert for missing 8-year-old boy and 6-year-old girl whose mother is allegedly wanted in connection to a fatal shooting. The Wagner County Sheriff's Office says 6-year-old Marley Warden and 8-year-old Mason Warden were last seen before 4 p.m. Monday. I know you guys are probably wondering why I'm reading to you this to you, even though the children have already been found, but it's still good to know what happened and what was going on, even if you didn't hear about it. before I continue, I want to bring in Kennedy and Destiny and just ask something. If you knew that someone close to you has been kidnapped or taken, what was the first thing you would do? I know some people cry, some people go out and look, some people starve themselves because they don't know what to do. But what is the first thing you guys would do?
Pray and hope they're okay.
Okay.
I agree with Kennedy. Honestly, I know it's probably sad, but I think panic would be my first reaction. I don't think my first reaction would be to pray. I think my initial reaction would be to panic and, you know, worry and, freak out. And then I would pray and ask God, you know, one, to calm my mind and, you know, help me, me and, you know, my family, my loved ones find a solution. I know it's, I wasn't close to this young woman, but there was a young woman that did go missing. I believe it was about 3 weeks ago, and she was missing, I believe, for almost a week, but she came back home. And I did spread it all over my social media, you know, that, you know, if anybody had seen her, you know, contact that number, contact her parents' number, her mom and her dad's number. So, yeah. My first initial thing would be I would probably, you know, just panic, and then I would pray, and then I would, spread the word on, spread the information about, you know, the person that I love that's missing.
Right.
And keep praying some more.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Well, that is all I had to say for this segment.
All righty. Thank you so much, Riley. Y'all, we will be right back on the Ken and Rye Show. Thank you so much for Ken and Rye for, you know, doing your hot takes and your debacles. So much information, so much good information. So, yeah. All right. We'll be right back, y'all, with Destiny's Debacles.
We Talk Radio Network has something for everyone, with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform.
Hey, guys, I'm Akis here. Make sure y'all check out Ken and Rye's show Saturdays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time all summer long at wetalkradio.com.
Hey, and we back, and we back, and we back. Hey, woo-hoo. We back, y'all. I am so happy just that we get to do this every single week. We just want to say thank you to our listeners for just being absolutely amazing. Y'all, so I just got a real quick question. I was looking at my shade room, and it says, we've all had a bad experience with a food item and never ate it again. Which one did it for y'all? I was trying to think, you know, like let's say I had a bad experience with, I don't remember. Let's say, not just the Taco Bell, but let's say I had a bad experience at Taco Bell and I'm like, ooh, I'm never eating, you know, Taco Bell again. So something kind of like that. I couldn't find anything, but how about you ladies?
Buttermilk pancakes.
What?
Buttermilk pancakes at the store. The buttermilk pancakes. Yes. They're accidentally sitting out, and I thought they were good, so I don't know why, but I decided to eat them. I ate one. Actually, I think I ate all of them. I don't know, but I think I ate like two or three because I sliced them, because I sliced my pancakes. And, cut my pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to let you know that those pancakes are not sitting right in my stomach.
Oh, man. How about you, Riley?
No offense to our granny, but it would have to be fish for me. Because I remember I was at granny's one time, and she had made fish. And it was good, but, I mean, I don't really like fish because every time I eat fish, it always tastes like the ocean. So
that's where it comes from, so.
Yeah, it was just.
what happened at the New Orleans.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. In my bag, swag.
Ooh, yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I like that.
I did not come to play with you. I came to slay. I like cornbreads and collard greens. Oh, yes. You best to believe it.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. Sauce in my bag. What? I see it, I want it. Gracious, best revenge is your paper.
Welcome back to the Kenan Ross Show.
Hey, and we back. Y'all, thank you, Kennedy and Riley, you know, for such a great, you know, great segment. I learned a lot from y'all, too. And, yeah, I can't wait to watch that new Luca movie that's on Disney Plus. Can't wait to watch that.
No.
That's like the
one.
Why
not? I can't do it.
Does it not look good to you?
Yeah, it does. I'm pretty sure it's a great movie, but just to me, I don't think it's going to be that good, in my opinion. for me.
Well, I didn't think, I'm trying to think of a Disney movie I didn't think was going to be that good.
I didn't think Princess and the Frog was going to be that good, but it was pretty good.
Really? See, I didn't think, was it Big Hero 6? It was either Big Hero 6 or Zootopia. It was one of those.
Good. Those go in the list of movies that I just cannot watch on repeat. Like,
see, I can watch I think Zootopia is one of my favorite Pixar movies. Because Zootopia is Pixar, I think.
I can watch Twilight on repeat. Speaking of Twilight.
Go ahead.
Well, that's all I have to say, yes.
You said speaking of Twilight.
I know, I was just, you know, just throwing it out there. It
was, okay, well, all of them were on Netflix. All of them.
I know. Thank God, finally, because they weren't all on Netflix before, and I was so sad. And I had
It would be like, well, I have Hulu, one of the movies was on Hulu, but it was like the first one and then the third one. Like, it wasn't the second one. I'm like, what? Same with Maze Runner. I watched the first Maze Runner, which, honestly, I didn't think it was, like, that good. To be honest, I remember when it came out, people were like, oh, my God. Like, it was like, people were giving it the hype like Hunger Games got or like the Divergent series. Like, the hype that
Maze
got, they were giving that to me, like, all that hype to Maze Runner. My cousins, they were like, it's such a good movie. I thought it was okay. But
it's
I went to see the second one, and I'm like, maybe I like the second one. But it wasn't on Hulu, but the third one was on Hulu. I'm like, what? It's just weird. But anyways, y'all.
Yeah, Kennedy, it was called Maze Runner. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there's a movie called Maze Runner. They're like in this maze, and once you get in, like, you can't go out until like the next day.
I can't.
And there's like a beast in the maze, and most people that go in the maze, they'll come out. And it's like these big cement doors that open and close, so if you go in, you have to stay the night in the maze. Like, the doors won't open until the next day.
Nope. Can't do it.
Yeah.
I'd be the one in, like, scary movies and scary situations. I know it's bad, but as soon as something scary comes, I'd be the one to kill myself.
Hey, boy.
I'm not.
That's not funny. What?
No, I'm not laughing. I'm not laughing. I'm not going through nothing for nobody to scare me and torture me. But you pick an axe in my head. I can do that myself. I can just get a piece of glass, slice throat. I'm sorry, it's a kid's show, but I'm not doing it. I'm not. You lost me.
All right. Well, I guess on to my debacles. So, I was looking at the shade room, and I know y'all aren't, you know, in a relationship, but it says this. It says, why is this girl on Twitter, she asked a question, and she said, why is declining a marriage proposal the end-all, be-all to a relationship? It says, is the relationship over if the marriage proposal is declined? Again, I know y'all aren't in relationships or married, but, like, let's say if I was in a relationship for 2 years, but I say, hey, you know, he proposes to me, and I'm like, I don't think we're ready for marriage, so I say no. Honestly, I probably wouldn't say no in front of, like, family. And, like, if it was just us two, like, if it was real intimate, then I would say no. But I probably wouldn't say no if it was, like, family and friends, like, all his family was there, especially if his family's there. My family, like, you know, he has, like, if he did something, you know, grand, even if he did something small, just, like, if it's not just us two, if it was just us two, I would say no. But if it was, you know,
why would you say no?
People,
like,
I would say, probably say yes and then go back and say, ugh, I don't think I'm ready.
Like,
and not because
we get married. Like, if you guys were dating for 2 years and he proposes to you, you would say no?
No, like, let's say I don't think we're ready for marriage. Does that make sense? Like, I'm not saying no because of the time, because there's plenty of people that have only been dating for 2 years. They've only been dating 2 years, but they've been, you know, they get married, And, you know, they're happily married, and they've, you know, probably been happily married for 2 years. But I'm not saying you decline the proposal because of the amount of years. You just think maybe we're not ready for marriage yet. Like, maybe, like, I still want to, you know, get to know you. I don't think we're ready for marriage yet. Not saying I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but I'm not ready for marriage. Does that make sense? No?
It does.
So,
it does. It depends. Like, if you're not ready, then I'm sure he would understand.
Right. But does that mean, so to some people, like let's say to men, that means like if you don't want to marry me and we've been dating, like let's say, I don't want to say 2 years, let's say maybe if we've been dating for 5 years, I feel like that's enough time to get to know somebody. And I know everybody has different timelines or whatever, like maybe you spend 3 years in high school, you know, 2 years in college, or, you know, maybe something like that, and maybe you don't want to get married until, or you want to get married till after college, like after y'all graduate, maybe, you know, y'all can get married after then because it'll just probably be easier, so you won't have to worry about, you know, school, if that makes sense. But, so some, like, let's say, like, if the man proposes, he probably thinks that I would want to end the relationship. Does that make sense?
Wait, if the man proposes?
Right, if the man proposes and I decline, let's say if I had a boyfriend and we were dating for 5 years.
That, you don't want to be in a relationship anymore?
Say, ask the question one more time.
Well, he would think that you don't want to be in a relationship anymore?
I think that's how a lot of men think. Obviously, you got to have a conversation.
Some would say why, and if they're not, and if you say you're not ready, then I'm sure they would understand if you're just not ready.
Yeah, you got to talk to him, though. You can't just be like, because, you know, it takes a, I mean, because the guy, he bought the ring, you know, he probably has on a really nice suit, some really nice clothes, you know. He has, you know, he maybe did something really special for you. Maybe he, like, you know, threw you a surprise party if it's on your birthday, or maybe, you know, he threw a party at his house. Maybe it's his birthday, you know. Maybe he, you know, did, you know, balloons, or maybe he had a really special date planned, and, you know, he has, you know, people singing, or, you know, a really fancy restaurant. And so if you say no in front of a whole bunch of people, that's humiliating. So, but do you think that means if someone declines your proposal, that means you don't want to be in a relationship anymore? Or does that mean, you know, y'all can still have
I would think.
Riley, wait, I hear you talking. What's up with Riley?
Well, it really depends for me. So, if they're dating, if you've been dating for a couple of years and you say no, one, I get that you say no and you're not ready for marriage. But two, I mean, what if they're ready for marriage and they feel that the relationship's not going to go anywhere, then most likely you're going to get left. And I'm kind of neutral in either side because I understand where both parties are coming from. You know what I mean?
Get that. I get that. So there's this guy on Twitter. He said, if I ask somebody to be my life partner after a reasonable time and they say no, there's literally no reason for me to continue the relationship. Do y'all think that's true?
Well, the other partner may think different because if they're just not ready yet, but some may think of two different things, like, oh, you don't want to be in a relationship anymore, but it's not that, you're just not ready for marriage yet because marriage is pretty much a big step.
It is. So let's say if, you know, I had a boyfriend and we met college and we've been dating, and, you know, when I graduate, he proposes. I mean, when I, let's say he proposed, you know, today, if I had a boyfriend, and I say, no, you know what, you know, I can't do this. But my reason would be, you know, we're still in school. Not saying, you know, we can't be engaged during school, but I feel like if you're proposing to me, I'm ready to plan the wedding. Like, let's walk down the aisle as soon as we can. Obviously, you know, not rush it, but, you know, also, what's the wait? That's just my opinion. So I would want to do it, you know, after school when, you know, school's not on our minds. We have time, maybe even, you know, money to, you know, more money to plan. We're not preoccupied with, you know, something big like school. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and y'all. But, oh, sorry, did y'all have y'all's final thoughts? I had something else to say.
Yeah, that was good for me.
All right. So, y'all, I was also on the Shade Room. Is that good for you, Kennedy?
That's good for me.
All right. Y'all have some good perspectives. Good perspectives. All right. So, y'all, there was this guy, he took a screenshot of Michael Jackson. It's a fake account because it's only 3 followers and 1 post. But Michael Jackson said, emailed this guy, and he took a screenshot. And he said, "Hey, it's Michael Jackson. I'm messaging you from a private account, and I'm not really dead. You can cash at me $600 so I can come back to the United States and put out more music." What would be your response?
Wow.
If y'all...
Actually, if I realized, if I believed it, well, first, I would say, I don't jump to conclusions. First, I, like, search and see if it's actually true that he's alive, because I believe that he's dead.
So you don't even think it's a fake account? The account is fake.
Exactly. It's fake. And so, okay, so you're pretty much just catfishing people to think that you're just catfishing people so you can just get some money.
Right.
Sick.
That's just terrible. But, Kennedy, I was going to ask you, I mean, Riley, what are your thoughts about the tweet? So, basically, you know, I can't talk today. So, what would you say if Michael Jackson, or let's say somebody that's, you know, passed, like Prince or Whitney Houston, or like Chadwick Boseman, you know, somebody from, you know, somebody that's unfortunately passed away. If they were saying, "Hey, can you cash at me $600? What? How would you respond?
First, I wouldn't even see. I'm not someone who's always on my social media a lot. And I don't know, people die until, like, maybe 3 weeks after their death when someone randomly posts on social media, because I don't get on there a lot. So that $600, I'm trying to figure out who got $600 money, because I can pull out my Cash App right now and probably got bats flying around.
What?
Yeah, it's when you got bats, gnats, whatever, it's flying around. That stuff is M to the T. M, D.
So,
you're not
yeah.
getting up. And Kennedy, going back to Kennedy, that sounds like some catfish stuff. Because what am I sending you $600 for? What do I get in return?
Yeah, he's trying to put out more music.
Well, it depends
what
on
what
you're
going to do with
$600. Was it good
in the
first place?
Back to the U.S.?
Well, Michael Jackson is the greatest entertainer of all time.
Yes.
Greatest singer of all time.
You know, a lot of people lose their touch once they've been dead.
So, well, yeah, because they're, like, gone from the earth.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Well, Michael Jackson, even though he's gone, we still, at my job, they play Michael Jackson all the time. Sorry.
Kennedy, didn't you love Michael Jackson, Kennedy. You sent him $600.
No, I wouldn't.
You
have $600 in my bank account. Stop. I don't have $6,000 anywhere.
$6,000? I thought it was
$600. Oh, never mind. I thought it was $6,000. $600. Sorry.
Jesus. Wait, Des, is it $6,000 or $600?
$600.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, so it only takes $600 for you to release me or to come back?
Why didn't you say that earlier?
I would have been, since it's a fake account, I would have just had a good laugh with it, and I would have been like, "So where are you really?
You know, it's inside a bunker for years.
It makes me feel like, you know, I'm in Cuba or I'm in, you know, some island.
Honey.
I'm like, oh, my gosh, well, you're going to need more than $600, so can I send you some more? Because it's going to take more than $600 for you to, you know, get back here. You know, you got to get a taxi. You know, well, we, you know, not taxi, you know, where you want to go? You want to go, you know, back to the United States? You want to go to California? You go to New York? We going to Tennessee. Where are you going to go? You going back to your hometown?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Yeah.
What's going on? So, man. Yeah, but y'all, I don't know what I would do. Y'all let us know what y'all would do if somebody had the audacity to say, send me $600 so I can put out some new music. The audacity. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all so much for being on the Ken and Rye Show.
Thank you.
The Ken and Rye Show.
Woo!
We can't wait for you guys to hear what's going on next week. We love y'all. Thank you for listening. Y'all have a blessed weekend and an awesome Saturday. See y'all next week.
Bye.
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 Wow, what a great, great show. Again, I want to thank my amazing co-hosts, Ken and Rye. What a great show. You've done it again. I hope everybody had a great Saturday, and, man, I hope y'all enjoy the rest of y'all's day. and the rest of your amazing, amazing weekend, and have an awesome week. We're going to pray out real quick, and, you know, we just want to thank our listeners, every single person that's listening. We thank you so much. Make sure, you know, you spread the word about our show and the other shows that are on the We Talk Radio Network. And, yeah, let me pray out real quick, guys. God, we just want to say thank you so much for giving us another day, the opportunity to just wake up and be in our right minds, have clothes on our backs, and, you know, a roof over our head, Lord, and, you know, allowing us to have another amazing, sunny, beautiful Saturday. God, we thank you so much for just allowing us to have this platform and speak on the We Talk Radio Network, God. God, we just pray that you bless each and every individual that is listening to the show right now. God, we pray for their families, their friends, and their other loved ones. We thank you for just what you're going to do this week, and we can't wait to come back next week. And, yeah, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All righty, everybody. Y'all have a blessed weekend, and we'll see y'all next Saturday. Peace out, y'all.
Where is she?
Come on back, peaceful.
I'm always free or die.
I've been walking with my face turned to the sun. Weight on my shoulders, a bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I had to run. I do what I can when I can while I can for my people, while the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night. That's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with.
Made it 100 miles to freedom. Would you like to pick a new name to mark your freedom?
Paratum.
Early in the morning, before the sun begins to shine, gonna start moving towards that separation. I gotta make it.
Hey, it's your girl Riley from the Ken and Rye Show on We Talk Radio. Tune in on Saturdays at 2 p.m. on We Talk Radio.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.